Hello?
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 Hi, ma'am. My name is Steve, and I'm calling you from the Amazon billing department. So, how are you doing today?
Good.
So, this is a verification call that did you purchase some online gift cards this morning?
No.
Ma'am, as I can see over here, there was a purchase made to shop a gift card of $799. All right?
Well, it
Yes.
wasn't me.
So who else have an authorization to deal with your account or to deal with any shopping, online
No
shopping app?
one.
Just you that deal with your account, right?
Just me.
And did you try to read out your banking details with anyone else?
No.
So this report has been sent us by the ACSC department, okay? The Australian Cyber Security Department. They have sent this report. All right. So can you tell me, like, do you remember when was the last time you visited the online website and shared your personal information over there?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. And like, did you try to connect your device with the public Wi-Fi, like a free Wi-Fi? Yes.
Well, why are you calling me? I don't understand what this call, phone call is about.
Ma'am,
I haven't purchased
the reason
any
why we
gift
are.
cards.
All right. So the reason why we are calling you is because, ma'am, as per the government policy, if there is any transaction going on to overseas, we are supposed to call the customer and verify that whether this transaction has been authorized by you or not. Okay? And ma'am, as I can see from here, like this gift card has been purchased by some different persons from a different country, okay? Like, as do you know about your IP location? As I can see from here, like your IP location just got compromised by those overseas people who are creating a fake profile using your personal information, all right?
So
Can you hear me?
what do you want me to do about it?
First of all, I need to show you the IP location. Then you will be getting understand how those people are taking access of your account through a different location, right? Are you handy with your mobile phone right now?
Sorry, what?
Like, can you put me on a speaker and open up
Why?
your Chrome or just open up your Google Chrome or a Safari browser?
But why? Why do I need to go to Google for something?
I want to show you your IP location that has been shifted to a different country, all right? As I can see, like, your IP location is not where it should be.
So just cancel it. You know it's not me. Cancel it and be done with it.
We know that
Why do you?
it wasn't you, ma'am, but you see, there's a procedure for the cancellation of this fraudulent payment, okay? We will be helping out to cancel up this transaction, no need to worry. First of all, just look for your IP location first. Then you will be getting understand how to, from where those people are getting access of your internet banking, okay?
Well, no, I'm not
Got it?
about to go through and give you information about
Ma'am,
my IP location.
don't read out anything, okay, ma'am? First of all, don't share any of your personal banking details over this recorded line. We are not here to ask you, all right?
I don't understand why you're calling me. You're telling me that someone has purchased a gift
Yeah.
card on my account. You know that it's
Yeah.
not me because it's from a different location. So I've
Yeah.
just told you that it's not me, that I didn't
Okay.
purchase it. So why can't you
But
just go ahead and cancel the transaction? Because I know there's nothing showing up on my account anywhere for this purchase. So it's not my money that they're using to pay for it. So what do I care?
because, ma'am, the payment that has been transferred to different companies, we had to put that transaction on a temporary hold, okay? Anytime the
So
money will
just
be,
go through,
like, debited
cancel
from
it.
your
You know
account.
that it's not me. I didn't authorize it, so go ahead and cancel it. I don't need to Google nothing. I don't need
Ma'am,
to
your
know
account
where they.
Ma'am, you see, your account and your banking details has been misused, all right, by those overseas people.
And it was used online from a different network.
Well, it's not my banking details, because if it was my banking details, my bank would have already contacted me and told me that there was someone trying to use my account for something.
Ma'am, as it your it like your IP location just got compromised, that's why you are not getting proper, not getting any email, any messages. All right.
I don't care about email messages. My bank will call me on the phone to tell me if there's money trying to be used for a transaction.
Ma'am, you see, your network has been already blocked. All right. Those hackers are not getting you to access your net banking since the morning, okay?
So what do you want from me?
Okay.
What I'm doing, I'm just connecting you to one of my senior
managers. Okay, ma'am, I'm doing one thing. I'm just connecting you to one of my seniors, all right? He will help you out for the further cancellation of this fraudulent payment, okay? Just be there, ma'am. Just be on the line.
Go on.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, thank you for holding the line, ma'am. This is David Mitchell, and I'm the senior security officer on the floor, okay? Now, ma'am, the person whom you were talking to was a bit new in this office, ma'am. So he might not be able to assist you, right? So we will be going ahead and providing you some of the information so you might get refreshed to show, ma'am, how your details have been misused. Because, ma'am, you have not received any calls from the bank or you haven't received any messages, right?
What I want to know is, where are you calling from? What business are you calling from?
Yes, perfect, ma'am. Now, we are ringing you from the ACSC Australia, the Australian Cyber Security Center, all right? And we are associated with the major bank of the Australia, ma'am, like we deal with the Commonwealth, ANZ, Westpac. We look after the fraudulent activity, the fraudulent transaction, which have been transferred to overseas without the authorization of our clients. So we have just ring you up for the short verification. Like, whether are you ordering any transaction for a gift card and you are trying to transfer those funds to United States. And because of, ma'am, the location of your internet network from where the transaction was being ordered is showing in a different country as you are in Australia, ma'am. And that's the reason we got suspicious and ring you up at the meanwhile to verify whether this transaction is legit or it is a fraud, okay?
And I've already told the other guy I didn't purchase any gift cards of any kind.
That's the reason, ma'am. So if you have not purchased this gift card, so these are the fraudulent transactions. So we need to block those payments and make sure that IP address, which has been got shifted to United States, the reason why you are not getting any call or any messages from the bank itself, we need to remove those hackers from your network. So, ma'am, I will just securely help you to check the IP address at the meanwhile. Make sure you are not going to read out or share any of your information over the recorded line, ma'am, okay?
But I don't want to go and check the IP address. I know what the IP address is.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. Just have a look. Once you have a look, so you might get concerned, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to tell you, all right? And I don't want you to tell it to me. You're in once again, ma'am, with your own eyes. Okay.
So tell me then, when you phoned me, why does it come up with a mobile phone number and not
a
business phone number?
Yeah, because, ma'am, this is a security number so that nobody can track this number or this call cannot be get pressed from anywhere else, all right? And each and every word that you are speaking to me, this is over the recorded line, ma'am. This call is for training purpose, ma'am, okay?
Well, I feel like you're full of shit, because if you were seriously from somewhere that you're saying you are, then I would be able to contact you.
Definitely, ma'am. You can call up back. You can check the ACSC portal on the Google, the Australian Cyber Security. All right? So you might get concerned.
Okay, well, then I'll call up myself.
Ma'am, you can call up, but your account has been targeted by those hackers, and you are not getting any phone call about those payments or any messages about those transactions coming out. okay?
Yes,
that's
but
the
if
reason
I
you are
call,
getting this call. That's
if
the reason
I call,
you are getting
you
this call.
Stay in cybersecurity myself, then
how
I
you can
speak
call
to
up?
Someone.
If you are not aware of the transaction, how you can call up? Now we have called you up.
You
and
just
we
told
have
me I can
you,
look it up and
right?
call.
Right?
You just told me I can call myself.
I told you that you can look that website on the page on the Google. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay? You can check the website from where we are calling you up. That's what I told you, ma'am.
I think you call it. I think you scammers. And
ma'am,
if it
you
was
will
something
be, ma'am,
serious
ma'am.
And genuine, I would be able to contact myself. No,
I know,
right.
ma'am, but how you can contact yourself if you don't know about the payment? Till now, did you know about any money missing from your account? Now we have called you up. Now you are let to know that the money is getting out. If you don't
and
call you up, how
you
might get aware of
I haven't authorized anything. So go ahead and cancel the transaction
so
and back, be done
now
with
you
it.
Are coming to
you
the
don't
point,
need anything
okay?
else from me.
Now
I'm
you are coming to the point. Calm down, don't
I didn't do it. Well, you're shouting at me.
Ma'am, I have already explained you. I have already explained you the thing, right? We have not asked you to give any of your information. Did we ask you? Did we ask you any of your details, all right? Did we ask you to share or give out any of your details over here, ma'am? Since a long time, how much time
you know who I am?
Because we have got your case file. You are in under suspicion.
Tell me, what's my name?
Your name is
tell me
Sumera.
What's my name and what's
your
my address and what's my email address.
Yep.
And
your
what bank is my account with?
I'm not listening to me.
Tell me.
Ma'am, your name is Susanna. Your name is Susanna Broadband, right?
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. What else have you got?
All right, ma'am. The way that you are talking, ma'am, I don't believe, ma'am. That's the reason, ma'am, that the Australian people are, day by day, they are facing the scams. Because when they receive the legitimate call, they just got with the argument, and when they received the call from the fraudulent people, they gave all of them details. All right? Not an issue, ma'am. All right?
Well, I haven't been giving anyone my details, and
that's
I'm
what
asking
I'm also
for you to tell
you,
me, what details of mine do you have? How do you know that I am who you think I am?
You are not
and how do I know that you are who you're saying you are?